Hey, what's going on? We the people, Brain in the Net here, your host of Two Truths and a Lie. I'm pumped to talk about this. When I'm scrolling through the news, like I'm super excited now. There's no stress, emotion. Like I'm excited because I know I'm in the place where I can talk real shit, okay? This is a safe place for you to believe whatever the fuck you want and for you to disagree with me and throw punches at me in the air and message me all your hate mail. Because I know there's someone out there that is like, bitch, you're telling the truth and it's making me question everything. Okay. Little bit of a mini crisis here because my fucking microphone. Okay. I don't have a big setup for this podcast. I mean, I just wing it. Okay. That's how I do everything in life. We just fuck it and wing it. The cord's fucked and now it's really fucked. And I'm like hunched over the top of it. Because if I move it just took me like 30 minutes to get this motherfucker working. If I barely move it, it's done. Like it's about to glitch the fuck out and be done. So yay, because I get to go to Best Buy tomorrow and see if a cord's gonna cut it or do I need a new fucking microphone? I don't know. But without it, the sound is fucking terrible. So it's a little bit of a priority for me. So we'll see. Cheers to being able to hear me today. Two truths and a lie. If you guys saw the TikTok, you already know, but I'm gonna go ahead and, let you guys know what they are before we jump into the actual articles, okay? Former President Clinton is freaking out and screaming for illegal immigrant reform. Energy Department is after your microwaves and your dishwashers. Oh, bitch, they don't want you using it. Head of OSHA said they demanded for anyone to be fired who didn't get the jabby jab. That's fucking ballsy. Okay. That's it. Those are the articles. Which one am I lying about? What am I lying about? What am I lying about? Initially, I'm like, they're gonna really think that the energy department is a lie because do they really give a fuck about our microwaves and dishwashers? Okay. Bitch, it's not just microwaves and dishwashers. Okay. That article is in fact true. It's true. Let's talk about it. I'm gonna read this fucking list to you. I'm literally gonna read it because there's no way I could have memorized what these hoes are doing. But it's excessive. And I love how suddenly, like, there's someone out there that's going to judge us on how much we're using our home fucking products, okay? Our home shit. When it's not their business. I pay my bills, bitch. I'm paying the gas company fucking outrageous amount of money. I look at that bill and I'm so confused because in the summer we use the AC, so our electric bill is usually high. But the gas bill, motherfucker, I'm like, someone is after us. I don't know what's going on, but it's upside down. So let me find this. I totally backed out of here and I need to find this because it is fucking hilarious. Where do people get the nerve? Where do they get the nerve? And I'm just gonna let you know. This is your president's administration, okay? Biden is fucking us up, all right? They are trying to put this under their evolving energy oh my God, I can't say it. Conservation standards. And I'm using air quotes when I say that, okay? So according to this agenda, like they're setting up new energy standards, meaning if you're it's money, bitch. If your fucking shit's out of date and doesn't fit code, you're fucked. That's it. So let's just make some money on that. Okay. We're talking about like big restrictions. If you are not up to code with pool pumps, battery chargers, ceiling fans, dehumidifiers, gas stoves, that's the little one. Here is the restriction list. Okay. So it says here are some of the home and commercial appliances and equipment targeted by the DOE. As revealed in the Unified Agenda Spring 2023, this is the list, okay? Pool pumps, heating equipment, walk-in coolers and freezers, commercial refrigeration, consumer water heaters, dishwashers, automatic ice makers, automatic commercial ice makers, ceiling fan light kits, dehumidifiers, electric motors, furnace fans, refrigerated bottled or canned vending machines. Water-sourced commercial heat pumps, consumer boilers, ceiling fans, consumer furnaces, portable electric spas, fans, blowers, lamp fixtures. Fuck, I can't read this. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I cannot fucking read all that. They're talking about refrigerators, freezers, clothes dryers, clothes washers, microwave ovens, Girl, I don't know why I can't speak English because I'm trying to read. That's the problem. My brain goes faster than my mouth can talk and I stumble. It's okay. You love me anyway. So yeah, even just lamps, that's it. They're going to continue to review and finalize the energy standards for these appliances, and they're wanting to lower costs by putting in this whole reform so that families are using less energy. Okay? Like if I pay my bill, you don't need to tell me how much energy I use. Global warming is a it's a great agenda, okay? It's a great idea. It's a great little made up way to get people fired up and to get some control over them. That's cute. It's very cute. I do understand there are ways we can take care of our planet. I'm not against that. I'm not against taking care of the planet by any means. But bitch, you're not taking my dryer, okay? Or the microwave, or the air fryer. And I sure as fuck am not gonna go through and replace my furnace and shit. I just did that. I just did that. So that is the truth. The energy department is coming for you and looking to regulate a lot of your shit and make sure everybody's up to code. My next article will talk about OSHA. Okay, that's my lie today. I said this guy claimed that he demanded anyone be fired for not getting the shot. No, he knows that people are fucking pissed. The truth about the shot is out. And it didn't take Elon Musk admitting it for people to start questioning it, okay? People are dropping like flies. All of a sudden, there's heart problems in healthy ass kids. Come on, motherfucker. We got fucked, okay? We got scammed. And OSHA, the head of OSHA, is like freaking out and trying to make sure that he doesn't take any responsibility for this. So we're talking about the top federal official who oversees all the shit. He's getting a lot of criticism and he's getting a lot of emails, phone calls, like people are fucking irate. But he's insisting that he did not pressure private companies after the Supreme Court rejected the whole mandate. Okay. So this is like, you've got to be kidding me because there's a lot of places that said you're fired if you don't get this shit. And I guarantee they're only saying that to protect themselves because your boss didn't care if you got a shot. Your boss didn't care. That's it. So it's saying that workers who would remain unvaccinated, blah, 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 period of a time, had to do the test. And he said that his ruling, the OSHA guy, he just wanted you to wear, he said loosely that the shot, the vaccine is a requirement, loosely in air quotes, and that if you're not going to do it, you do have to continue to test and you have to wear the face mask while in the workplace. So they're claiming they didn't threaten anyone. They didn't demand that anyone's fired. And he's like, I believe that the American people expect their government to take on the big problems that are facing them. That's what he said. And then he's talking about more than 1 million people died from COVID. Okay. And so he's just freaking out. He's freaking out. And we don't give a fuck about him because I guarantee they were putting pressure on people and they were, monetizing this entire situation, meaning, if you continue to do this, you're going to get X amount of money. If you keep your kids wearing masks in schools, you're going to get, an extra $5,000. Like, I saw the bullshit literally in public school right here. That's what was happening. Our main bitch got 5 grand for making sure kids were wearing masks every day in school. They were incentivized. Maybe he didn't hand over the money, but I guarantee he was all about like making sure you bitches got your shit. And last but not least, another truth. You heard that right. Former President Clinton said that change is needed, especially with New York's right to shelter law. They're sounding the alarm because illegal immigrants are arriving in New York in waves. And he said the system is broken. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Okay. He said they come here. We're supposed to shelter them. They can't get work permits for 6 months. We need to change that. They need to work. They need to do the things. And he even went so far as to say that we should set up housing for them on the other side of the border in Mexico. I remember someone else saying that. And that was before I even gave a fuck about really reading about the issues, okay? This was a plan. Guess what this screams to me? It's voting season. And you know what happens when it's voting season? People get wishy-washy on their bullshit. They get wishy-washy. But something that really pissed me off about this article, you guys, okay, is that he is talking about a negative birth rate in the United States. Negative birth rate, if you are not sure what that means that we are having a decline in births, which is going to continue to decline as we're populating. And he's saying the only way to fix that is to bring in immigrants. Okay. Well, let's just talk about this natural decline in birth rates. Like, what are you putting in my kids' food? They don't have any vaccines. They don't have anything going on. And I promise they're still feeling the effects of some bullshit. So I know it's in the diet because what else could it be? Okay. You can just see the way kids grow and, you know, what you know about your babies. There's stuff going on. So I get it. And all these fools have this whole population control agenda. They've admitted it. They've talked about it. They've said it. So here we are with that. And I know it is so common now for people to struggle having babies. Like, if you guys looked, you could do the Google research yourself. People that are doing IVF to try to have babies or using surrogates. Bodies are fucked up, okay? We're not meant to have so many people struggling to have babies. Yes, I do think maybe some people, you know, it was part of their whole process here, their whole human experience on Earth to maybe not have that. I get that. But if we look at nature and we look at the laws of nature, we were meant to reproduce in mass numbers, like have your babies populate the earth. That's what we were meant to do. I did my part, six kids. But bitch, then you've got this COVID shot, okay? Probably sterilizing people. And who knows what else is in baby vaccines? I don't fucking know. I know what I look up. Are they hiding more shit beyond that? Because I wouldn't put that shit in my own body. I would not put that in my baby's body. Wouldn't do it. You guys have to start questioning free. Your well-being is not a priority. Your family, nobody gives a fuck. They don't care if you're gonna have grandkids or not. They don't give a shit if you can have a baby. They're happy. It's working. It's working in their favor. Because whatever, I don't know what the fuck they would have planned. Like, seriously, what the fuck do they have planned? What's the point of wiping off the population and having minimal people, okay? Because the people that survive are the people that aren't going to fall for the bullshit, okay? So why would you get rid of everybody that's following you like a fucking sheep? Why would you kill them? If you want control, why are we trying to control that population? Anyone that has any desire to think for themselves is not going to fall for their shit. Like, we're done. We see the bullshit. We're done. I'm tired of no fucking accountability. I'm tired of people thinking they're going to fall for this bullshit. Are you kidding me that there is a former Democratic president talking about the same shit that Trump was talking about and they attacked him for it? How terrible was he? He's such a racist. Shame on him. But now they're getting a little, they're sweating it in New York, okay? That place is fucked. And I'm talking about shit you're not even seeing on the media, okay? What life is really like there. Not only were people already not okay with the crime rate and what it's like in the streets and just neighborhoods going to shit? People were already pissed, and now it's just getting overrun. And the crazy thing is I'm all for, I get it. America is the greatest fucking country. We the people. This is a great country. I know that every day we somehow take for granted the fact that we're free. We do. I do. I do take that for granted sometimes. I think, man, I had an aunt and uncle that lived in Saudi Arabia. My uncle was in the service. And I remember her telling me all the time, like, Women have to be covered at all times. Like, they will fucking kill you if you are not covered. Okay. Stupid shit, right? And I'm like, that's horrendous. But then I admire some shit because they're like, you know, if someone's caught stealing, they pull your, you know, they pull you into the middle of the town. They put your arm out, they hold you back, and they cut your hand off. And I remember that mortifying me as a kid. I'm like, that is so crazy. Like the shit that they do in other countries. Bitch, we need to start taking notes, okay? And I know this is a different conversation for another episode, and that's fine. I'll get there. But I'm all for people wanting to come to the country. Let's do it the right way. We don't need 10,000, you know, 30-year-old men to come here. We just don't. That's not going to help our population. That's not family growth. What even is that? Let's get these families out here that want to come and show their kids what a free America is like. And if you are some 30-year-old man and you just want to come over here and enjoy the greatest country ever, do it the right way. Just do it the right way. It's like the good people that are meant to be here are doing it the right way. The people with an ulterior motive, the criminals, the fucking, you know, maybe there's a whole new, maybe America is like bringing these guys in to train a whole new militia, maybe. You know, I used to hear about all these little camps where they're teaching people to be soldiers. I've heard about that like long time ago. I don't have anything to prove it right now. I don't have anything for you to look up because bitch, you can't take me serious either. Like you have to double check everything I'm saying 100%. Okay. Don't ever take my word for something. This is literally entertainment. So I'm not trying to get canceled. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Just sharing some shit. Okay. I am absolutely entitled to an opinion that I think a lot of people have, but nobody's speaking up about it. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. So fuck your, you know, fuck your little antics for trying to get a vote. That's it. It's bullshit. I've fallen for that before. I have voted red and blue back and forth my whole life, honest to God. Like I haven't always been so set on one way. I give a fuck about policies. I care about what I care about, and that's what it should be. I don't look at a person. I don't look at a person like I'm not looking at President Trump and I'm, you know, I'm like, man, he's a really great guy. I think we'd have so much fun hanging out with him. He's arrogant, and that's fine. It's his personality trait. He has a right to it. He's fucking earned his arrogance, okay? He does what he says. He backs his shit up. He's an incredible businessman. Like, let's fucking take notes. And a long time ago, people were taking notes from him. 100%. People are following in his footsteps. Like, how did you build this empire? Why the fuck wouldn't we trust the greatest country in the world in the hands of someone who already built an empire? He gives a fuck, you guys. He gives a fuck. I don't get it. We put our I saw a meme the other day that was a picture of the White House, and some kid is like, "Mom, what is that?" And she's like, "That's a nursing home, honey." That's pretty much what the fuck it is right now. It is a joke. It is such a joke. It's like they're playing this really crazy trick on us, but the truth is, this stuff is happening so we can wake the fuck up, okay? We have to hold them accountable. We have to stop falling for their bullshit. And you know, one way we do that is we take care of ourselves. I know that sounds fucking cheesy, but bitch, it's a vicious cycle, okay? All of this, all of their shit, it's about money. Somehow it's about money. I need to do a whole episode on what these motherfuckers make and what their net value is. Like, what are they really worth? Because how are they getting rich in politics? You don't get paid shit. How are they getting rich? Okay. Off our backs. I mean, the government shutdown, we could talk about that. Okay. We didn't shut down this weekend. And it's fucked up if we would, because guess what? Like, that affects our life too. Can I shut down as a taxpayer? Because I don't like how my tax money is being spent. I don't live in Ukraine. So why is my money going there? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Why is my money going there? I want to shut down paying taxes because I don't agree with how you're spending my money. It's ridiculous. It's we have to take our power back. You have to take care of yourself because it's all about money. And the first place they're going to get you is fear and health. 100% fear and health. You could be controlled. How can we control people? How can we have all the money and they have nothing? What can we do where they're dependent on us? What can we do? My daughter brought something up in the car the other day. She's just coming into being an adult. I don't think she has any firm way of where her ideals and beliefs are, but I do know that she doesn't always agree with me. And I love and respect that. Good for her. And she's talking about the homeless crisis, talking about even just Ukraine. Like, why are we helping another country? We have so many people here, and there's so many rich people just building billion-dollar mansions when there's homeless people. Okay. I see that. I see that from her eyes, 100%. And everybody sees some rich guy. Like, they see some rich guy and they're like, why can't you just give, all the homeless people a dollar and then there won't be homeless people anymore? That's not fucking true. Okay. If you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he eats forever. That's real life. Everybody has to come into their own shit and take responsibility. They pride themselves on people not taking responsibility because if you're dependent, you can't rise up. If you're dependent, we can't be we the people. If we get enough people who are going to stand up for themselves, take their health back, get your home in order, okay? Get your fucking family in order, start raising kids. How does this change? Maybe in my lifetime, I'm not going to see the change. Maybe I'll never see them held accountable for the bullshit that's happening. The fucking murder. The murder they committed with so many people by just even launching the CUFID ridiculousness, okay? And then putting injections in people, innocent ass people that are probably truly afraid. I can't imagine anybody doing something unless they're just truly afraid and absolutely trust the system because they haven't had the itch to know there's more, to know that maybe they don't have your best interest. They don't. Please wake the fuck up. They do not have your best interest at heart. We have to take our power back. And maybe I'm not going to see it, but you know what I am going to do? I'm going to raise my kids on the truth. I'm going to raise my kids the way God intended me to teach them that there are two genders, to teach them that we are meant to build these relationships and spread light in a world that is surrounding by darkness. This whole cloud of evil, it can be all consuming. If you really get sucked into this, it's insane. The fact that humans are being bought and sold on the sex trade, that is not something that these motherfuckers are making a priority. Like, why is Biden's administration not giving a fuck? Okay. And here's my thing. It doesn't matter what political party is involved. And I think tomorrow, let's talk political parties. Okay. Because I want this stuff to make sense to you guys. So we'll just do a quick, like, little rough review on what shit is, because I want you guys to understand what I'm saying when I'm talking. If we started holding people accountable, I think so many people in power are kind of in on the whole Epstein list thing, because why haven't we seen it? Let's talk logically. Honest to God, why haven't we seen that? Why is that not a priority? These people are fucking with little kids, okay? Little kids. It's not cool. I can't imagine any grown ass man thinking a 15-year-old is hot. That makes me fucking sick. It's not okay. How come we haven't seen this list? We're not going to see it. Why? Because everybody's on it. Everybody is being blackmailed somehow. You know how we fucking change this? If we have any hope at saving this country, we change it through our kids. To teach them this shit is not okay. It's not acceptable. Don't do dumb shit that you're going to be held accountable for later. And now, what you've got Biden's America fucking teaching everybody is that it's cool to freak the fuck out and think you're multiple split personalities, you're a they, them, and you can change your sex anytime you want because you feel like it. Those are not going to be people that are going to be leading us to a great free country. Not at all. Protect your babies, man, because those motherfuckers belong in a mental asylum. 100%. They somehow lost touch with really getting in touch with themselves. They are just fucking lost. and they're on with the next cool fad. What's cool? So yeah, Epstein's list. I think everybody's on it. I think they're all fucking guilty. Or why the fuck can't we hold people accountable? Why is no one held accountable right now? Ever. Not in this administration. Not at all. It's insane. Like, it just make it make sense. That's it, bitch. Two truths and a lie. Let's see what we got on for tomorrow. And check me out on TikTok so you can get a drop on the topics.